DeArmond's first name. What's your first? Robert.
With Robert DeArmond. Are you senior, Mr. DeArmond?
Yes.
Yes. And with Connie Keller, who is on the Historical Commission in Westboro, and the date today is July 31st, 1984.
Let's talk, okay? You don't have to pay attention to that.
No.
All right. I'm going to go over again with you, Mr. DeArmond. We decided that your father, about 1916, he built Kirkside on Church Street. And your father's name was Peter Grant DeArmond, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, he also, with his son, the company was known as P.G. DeArmond and Son at 85 West Main. About 1930, they built what is we call a cottage-style house. It's adjacent to 83 West Main Street, which your grandfather built in 1913. We have the date of 1913. It was on the blueprints. They had 1910 on the blueprints, but on the assessor's records and the town records, I found that there wasn't anybody there until 1913. Do you think 1913 would be about the right date for that house?
I would think so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, you've also told me that, what, down on John Street? Is it John Street? Yeah, John Street.
Yeah, John Street.
Okay, on John Street. We have 8 John Street. And was this your father or your grandfather?
That's the grandfather.
Your grandfather.
PG,
just by himself. And we have a date of 1912 on that. You think that's about the right?
I would think so.
Okay, do you think he built any other properties on John Street by any chance?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, what are some of the other places that he built? Do you remember any other places that he, let's start with your grandfather and your father, and then we'll go on to you. Can you think of any other properties that he built in town?
Well, he built that house that Julio lived in down there, and they saw on the corner of Flanders Road. It was where the market is now, and they moved it over there.
Oh, they moved, where did they move it to?
The corner of Flanders Road in East Main Street.
Corner of Flanders and East Main Street.
It's the first one on the left.
The first one on the left.
Yeah.
Right.
The first one on the left, okay, facing driving down towards Flanders Road. He built that house. Originally, it was at the corner of Lyman.
Yeah.
And
it was on, it was the house that set way back in the Lyman, where
Julio's
market
is. Oh, great. So now we know where, and you know when he built that by any chance? But it would have been in the same era as some of these others would have been, right?
It would be prior.
It would be?
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be before 1913.
I've heard my father tell about they were plastering it in the winter, and he'd have to hook up the horse and buggy and drive down to tend the salamanders, you know, for temporary heat they were running.
Oh, what's a salamander? I don't know what a salamander
is.
It's a special kind of heater?
Yeah, it was kind of a
kerosene portable heater.
Well.
Oh, terrific.
Imagine was coke or something like that in those days, probably.
And because he was plastered, he had to go down and keep, the plaster had to be kept at a warmer
temperature. So it wouldn't freeze.
Yeah, so it wouldn't freeze. And your father would get up in the middle of the night and go down and...
My grandfather.
Your grandfather.
Yeah, yeah.
Your grandfather would get up and go down and tend to the plaster.
Yeah, have to harness up the horse and drive down there.
Oh, and that's this house that's now located at Flanders Road, huh?
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, what about some of the other properties then that he built? Can you think of any others that he? We just talked about. I know up on High Street, there's a beautiful colonial Mrs. Ayers house.
Yeah,
you said.
Yeah.
Your grandfather or your father built that?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather built that.
Yeah.
That's considered a beautiful, beautiful home.
Yeah,
you know, we had a Massachusetts Historical Commission just sent us a letter, and they stated in the letter that this house was referred to as one of the finest examples in Westboro of colonial, you know, revival. Period.
Stucco.
Yes. I've never seen that done in Westboro in that era. I thought it was a later house because of the type of construction. Did he build any other properties like that at that time in Westboro? I don't know of any. It's the stucco on the exterior. I've driven through town and so forth. Okay. All right. Yeah, can you think, have I jogged your, can you think of any other concrete houses, stucco concrete houses?
No, I don't think of any other, no. There isn't too many in town.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why it probably is extremely important architecturally in Westboro. It's the only example we have of that. Okay, now, can you think of any others? We have High Street that he did. How about some others? Any more?
Well, he built the one on, beyond Spring Street, right opposite. What is that street there?
Lincoln?
Lincoln, yeah.
Oh, Spring and Lincoln, which
yeah.
one?
Where Barbara Conker lives
yeah,
now?
Yeah, and that's, that would
where
be kind
McDonald's
of
where McDonald's used to live. It used to be the postmaster's house, Charlie McDonald's house. Now Barbara Conker, the treasurer.
It's kind of an example of a Dutch colonial. I don't know whether it is true or not.
It's probably the third one in on the left coming in from Winter Street.
It is. It's on Spring Street, though, you're saying? And who lives there now, do you
Conker.
Think? Conker. I don't have, that's Spring Road. Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah, 11. 11, it would be, yeah, that would be the third one in on the left-hand side,
yeah.
I guess, or whichever. It would be the odd number. Yeah, Conker, C-O-N-C-A-U-G-H.
Right, right.
Okay. He built that one, too. Okay. And any other houses on Spring Street that he built?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of.
No.
How about some of the commercial or the civic buildings in town? Did he build any of the schools or community buildings?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All of them. He built a community building.
Oh, he did build a community
yeah.
building?
Yeah.
Oh, that's marvelous to know.
The town hall.
He built the town hall, too?
Yeah. Yeah. And the Forbes School.
And the Forbes School?
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
How about some of the high schools and so forth, other than the Forbes School?
No. Build that Hickok building.
Oh, he did. I just was calling. I just called them to ask them what date it was built, and they don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll have to look it up in the assessor's records.
Oh. And then the building across from, that's where is the garage there now? It used to be Couch from Bus Lines. That's who they built it for.
Oh, the Keating Block?
Yeah, across from the Keating Block.
Oh, there. The old Couch from Bus Line, that
yeah.
building there where there's a gas station.
Oh, yes, yes.
Erickson.
Erickson's, yeah. Do you know who built the Keating building by any chance?
Yeah, Keating.
Keating.
Yeah.
He actually did the construction and everything himself, huh?
Yeah.
I'll be hanged. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, he was a contractor, you know. He built that. He did the Catholic
was
Church.
Was it J.P.?
Oh, I didn't know that. Keating built the Catholic
yeah.
Church, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it J.P.?
Yeah, J.P. Keating.
Keating.
Yeah.
Terrific.
A lot of work.
That's invaluable information. We haven't any records of those, that type of information. And so it's really terrific if you can think of anything like that. Anybody else who built in town, too, aside from your father and your grandfather.
Was there any more, any houses on Fay Street?
Lewis Denfield, you know, Admiral Denfield was born on a house on Fay Street. We just found that out recently. It's now a multiple dwelling. It's you know, apartments and so forth. But Admiral Denfield was born at 5
oh,
Fay Street.
That one that Greg O'Neill remodeled.
It's a big gray.
Dr. Reed's? Yeah.
Yeah. It's on the right going up
yeah.
Fay Street towards
I
church.
I don't know who lived prior to that.
How about Gerton's house there? Did you have anything to do with that other than owned it?
No.
All right. How about Cove's on West Street?
Well, yeah, that my grandfather built that, yeah.
yeah.
Which one is this now?
Bill Cove's house on West Street. It'd be, you know what Kemp, Irfan Kemp lived?
No, don't.
Right.
I'm drawing up. Let's see,
right.
West.
It's 35 West.
It's 35 West, that's
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
West Street, 35. No, I don't know it. We skipped down, we went as far as 27 on the survey, no, 30 West Street on the survey, and then we skipped down to 46 on the survey because we didn't know anything about the ones in between. And he did 35?
Yes.
He did 35, okay,
yeah.
That's good. I'll go out and cite that now. What about you now? What did you build in town? What have you built in town? Been involved in?
Oh, ask him.
You did all of it?
No. Well, you were involved in a lot of these. You were involved in the high school. You worked as a kid at the high school.
No, not on the farm school, you mean?
Yeah.
No,
how about the town
I started
hall?
In on the town hall. I
right.
remember.
What about the high school back, or the school that's now the YWCA?
Yeah, that was...
I haven't done that, but we're going to.
Some outfit from Milford, I can't think of the name right off.
But somebody in Milford built it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a local builder.
No.
How about the Harding School?
Oh, I don't remember that. That's
the Harvey School, rather.
That'd be much older.
All right. Did you have anything to do with the old high school down where the project is there with the apartments?
Just toured one of the I guess tore the buildings down. That's
Is that all?
Yeah.
What about that development across from Giulio's shopping center? You know, there's a, was after the Second World War, I
that
think.
That was Lyons.
That was Lyons, yeah.
That was Lyons.
Richard Lyons, yeah.
Richard Lyons built that.
He built that.
Yeah, you want information on that, you can see Al Happen, because he's a, what, a brother-in-law?
Yeah, brother-in-law.
Well, I'm more interested in getting things on your father now, too.
He built those houses down by the lake there, too, you know, that other group across from Lake Chauncey there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you did the, I know we've done some work to the fire station. He went in, they didn't build it originally, did they?
No, they got a record of that thing there, though. That.
But he put the cement floor in there to start with. When
yeah.
they before they went from horse and carriage to the
yeah.
to the mechanical
yeah.
Machinery.
Yeah.
And then we put the addition on. We altered the front with the original doors. We put the addition on as it is now.
Mm-hmm. And were you involved in this recent
Just to shore it up on the temporary shoring to keep the building from falling
down
until they could take it down.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I got involved in.
Well, what did you primarily build when you were very active, Mr. DeArmond? Did you build houses mostly, or?
Yeah, we built a few houses there. Grant Road, we built all this floor line there.
You built four houses right in a row on Grant
yeah,
Street?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know the numbers of them by any
yeah,
chance, would
yeah,
you?
Yeah, they begin on, what is my?
Three.
One,
three, one,
three,
five,
yeah.
seven.
Yeah. 1, 3, 5, 7.
Okay. Oh, so you built the odd number ones.
They made the road. They made that whole development there, with the exception of Meads and the Fairbankses.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Then they built the house around the corner on West Street. Who lives there now?
McMahon. Yeah.
Right. Did you build the house on the corner for Bents for Andrews?
No. When Alders built the next one up the hill there.
For Andrews?
Yeah.
Andrews' house?
Yeah.
That's Jimmy Monahan lives in it, I think, now.
What number is that?
Whitney Street. It would be the second, going up from West Street, it would be the second house. Well, it is actually the first house on the right, because the one on the corner, it faces West Street. So
okay.
It's the one that comes right across from Blake Street.
It's on Whitney Street, though.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Did you get involved in any of the stucco homes up above it?
No, that was Keating.
All Keating did
yeah.
all those?
Yeah, he did four on a row there. Yeah.
And then there's the street that, Whitney Street, I guess it is Whitney Street.
How about Irving Street up on there? Did you get involved
no.
in Guyler's house or any of them?
No. The guy from Hopkin, I think, did that.
We have several, what they call, in quotes, cottage-style houses up there on Whitney Street. I think it's Whitney Street. The one
Yes.
Did you do those? Was that Keating or was that you?
Keating
did those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those were stucco type, like that.
Yeah.
One
originally
one
they were stucco, yeah.
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 Well, you see, most of those probably were copied from the style. This was the first one in town, on John Street, I'm quite sure. This cottage style, and the others would be copied from this particular one. Just as the shingle style is probably the... did he ever build any others like this? This is exquisite. This really is, architecturally. It's just
yeah.
the one on West Main Street there that's what we call Richardsonian
yeah. Yeah,
shingle style.
I don't really know whether they had an architect or not on that. I don't know. He built it for Marsh, you know. They ran the trellis company there.
Oh, Mr. Marsh ran the trellis company?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. The only thing we could find out was that he was a manufacturer.
Yeah. Well, it's where the professional building is now or something. Is that what they call it? That used to be the trellis shop.
In
front of the Dairy Queen. Yeah.
No, it's just,
the Dairy Queen faces it.
There used to be a blacksmith shop about where the Dairy Queen is now. You know, it was close to the professional building. That's why they don't have much land there. You see where that professional building, you know, where the fence on the Dairy Queen is, you know, it's almost about 10 feet off of the professional building. And that's one reason that there isn't much land with that, because there was at Well, in my period, John Massey, that lived down on Ruggles Street, he also had a blacksmith shop over here. Well, you know where Ernie Thayer lives there?
Yeah.
Had it in there. A guy by the name of Waldron that lived in town. He built about three houses there. Lived over West Street. But, so they had this blacksmith shop there, you know. So. Mm-hmm. Where the road goes up there now, originally to this side between Summer and Milk Street, that was originally where the railroad tracks went through the center of town there. So.
Mm-hmm.
And, those Troller shop and the blacksmith had kind of backed up to the railroad there, you see, from the Summer Street side.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Yeah.
You evidently have noted that there were two blacksmiths in town at that particular time. Is that?
Well, I don't know. There could have been. I don't know whether there was two or whether there was one over there and then he moved up there or what.
Yeah, but we are certain of that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At that location.
Oh, yeah. 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 The one over here seemed to me was a fellow by the name of Jackson running the one over on Cross Street there. Yeah, where Thayer lives. Yeah.
Well, they began to phase out towards this time. There wasn't as much need for a blacksmith at that particular time, so they would start to phase out.
Once the cars started to come, the automobiles.
Yeah.
Everything travels in cycles and in periods, you know. Way back originally, my grandfather run quite a jobbing business here primarily. See, he'd have 10 or 12 carpenters in the summertime. And then, of course, in the winter, why they wouldn't be so busy, so he had to lay them off. And a lot of them would go to work in the hat shop, you know.
Uh-huh.
They were what they called straw shop carpenters at that time, see. And, what I was going to tell you about.
Well, you know, we have, you were talking about the trellis, this being trellises.
Yeah.
We had cited a Benjamin Nurse on Parkman Street. He had a house there, and the house is right on the corner of Parkman and Grove Street. He started the trellis business. We know that for a fact, back in 1855.
I see.
And then we have a trellis, our shop next to his house. And we think that's where he made trellises. I thought maybe you might have heard that house on the corner of Grove and Parkman Street became, in the assessor's record, they call it a tenement because it was a multiple dwelling. You know, workers would come to town. It was converted into that.
Yeah.
Did your father or grandfather have anything to do with building some of the apartment buildings in town?
Not that I know of.
No. Most of the houses were converted into multiple dwellings. A lot of the houses, rather, were converted into multiple dwelling rather than putting up a lot of new construction.
I remember them working in, my father told about working in that house you speak of, the one up here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because the part that I remember about them was kind of odd. He said they went in to do remodel it there and the place was loaded with cockroaches. So he said, if you want to hang your coat up, you had to open the door and put a board on the top and hang your coat out onto it, see? Something like that. I don't
That's
know.
A lovely way to go to work, isn't it?
Yeah.
We couldn't get anybody to go to work in a place like that today. They'd strike.
Yeah.
You couldn't get them through the front door.
No.
Well, your father took over the business from your grandfather, is that it? And then you just continued and your son's going into business
originally,
with
you? Originally my father went to work for my grandfather, you know, and then he didn't care for this job and business much there, so then he wanted to do bigger work, so he took over the business, you know, and of course he built, 10 or 12 schools around different places, you know.
Oh, he built outside of Westboro, too.
Yeah.
What are some of the other communities he built in around here? So they might be interested to know, so I want to keep it